From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
She sounded like a real Stanford snob.
Yep.
It's still in there, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, let me ask you a question and how you would interpret this. Because I have to tell you, I am not one of those uptight wives. At least I don't think I am.
Okay.
I'm pretty laid back when it comes to things getting done around the house.
Sure. Like,
sure, when it gets done, it gets done. I get it. We're busy. We both work, you know? So, 2 weekends ago, I went to Pennsylvania for my sister's baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And Hayden and I, my daughter and I, were gone for the entire weekend.
Right.
Now, my husband already started. I got a lot to do when you're gone. I got a lot to do in the yard. I got a lot
jobs.
To do around the house.
It basically means
right.
Don't ring my phone.
Exactly.
Don't have other tasks for me to do. I got my things to do.
And here's me. All right, babe. Have a great weekend. You know, call me, blah, blah, blah. I go. I have a great time. We get back and the whole yard is mulched.
Nice.
And I'm like, it's beautiful.
Right. Great job, honey.
Yeah.
Wow, you really did do a lot this weekend. You got stuff done.
He's like, I told you I was going to get it done.
Boom.
Yeah. And I was like, all right. You know, I don't think anything of it. And I'm like, oh, he did work hard all weekend.
Sure.
You know, I feel bad. He's like sunburned. Who, you know. So then this past weekend,
yeah,
we're at a first communion. And we're sitting with all our friends at the table. And he's talking to the guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I overhear out of the corner, you know, like I hear him say, yeah, $400. And I was like, what was $400, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he gets quiet. And, like, one of the guys says, oh, to mulch. I go, what? The mulch cost $400? And he's like, no, that's how much I had to pay the guy for the mulch and that. I go, you told me you got it done.
Well, he did get it done.
He hired a landscaper to come.
Right, he got it done. He called the guy, he hired the guy, he paid the guy, and he got it done in the time frame that it was supposed to happen. It's the same thing.
Why are you sunburned? You weren't even outside.
Well, he was supervising. He's probably watching from the chaise lounge, right, paying attention, being like, yeah, we can get rid of it, right, you know, over the corner. That looks good. That looks good right there.
So I said to him, I go, why didn't you just tell me that you hired somebody to come and do it? And he's like, I told you I got it done.
Right.
It's not the same. It's not the same thing.
But I'll give it to him that the phrasing is very important here.
Uh-huh.
Got it done implies one way or the other. Like, it got finished. It got completed.
He wanted the accolades of, oh, my gosh, I was away at this baby shower.
And look at what you did.
Look what you've done.
I've come back. And look at my man as a hero.
Look at you.
Wow.
Got it done.
I am very excited. Right.
So now I'm like, you lie.
You're sexy when you mulch.
Because now I have to take it to the next level, you know? And I'm like, you lied to me. You completely lied to me. You did not mulch it, you know?
That feels like, you know, not really a lie, but okay.
I mean, you didn't even tell me you were going to spend all this money to get it done, but, you know, you got it done, but you had to pay somebody. So the question I have is, am I out of line for saying that he was trying to cover up his tracks? Or am I just, you know, overreacting a little bit? He could have just said to me, you know what? It was a big job, babe. I decided to pay somebody. Now I'd be like, okay, cool.
No. See, now he's apologizing for something that he completed. I mean, he said he was going to get it done. If that was always the term, unless he implied to you, listen, look at my wheelbarrow. Here's my wheelbarrow. Here's the mulch that I've collected. I'll be spreading this. Unless he said those words, got it done.
By the amount of tools that he has purchased, you would think that he would get it done himself.
I'm just saying. Mm. I mean, that's a good terminology. I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna put that right in my brain.
1-800-330-9999. Your thoughts on this? Am I overreacting on this? He lied. he totally lied.
Come on.
Am I out of line? Am I overreacting? My husband, 2 weekends ago, I was in Pennsylvania for my sister's baby shower. He told me he had all the stuff he had to do around the house.
Sure.
I came home. Everything was mulched outside. He told me he got it done. I was so proud of him. I'm like, yeah, you did a great job, babe. Fast forward to this past weekend. We're at a first communion, and I hear him talking to the guys about something that costs $400. I said, what costs $400? And one of the guys yells out, he's like, oh, mulching the yard. I go, what? He goes, I told you I got it done. I didn't do it. He hired a landscaper, which I said was a blatant lie. He told me he got it done.
He got it done. And if materials were included with that $400, not that bad. Just putting it out there. Sounds like you got a lot of mulch.
1-800-330-9999.
Did they do the edging?
Is he lying? Yeah, they did do the edging, actually.
That seemed nice.
I should have known. I should have known he would not have been able to do that good of a job. Am I overreacting or am I right? Because Raven thinks that I'm overreacting.
He got
this.
It done.
It's a lie for sure.
Oh,
I'm telling
come
you.
Come on. He got it done.
He should have just told her the truth.
Right. Who cares? years.
You know.
But he didn't. Exactly.
Is this a lie or is this an omittance of the truth? Uh-huh. Is this just, you know, we're missing the elaboration of the storyline? That's all. You know, that's all it is.
I think when you omit information, it's a lie.
I agree.
What if Anna was in a real big hurry when they had the conversation? All right, honey, I'm leaving. Okay, well, I got a lot of stuff to get done. And then she's gone. She's in the car and she's leaving.
None of that happened.
Okay, but he saw her when he got home. He told her, "Oh, here's the deal." But he didn't.
Right.
Thank you
for the call.
I would have left the worker's name out of the whole thing.
1-800-330-9999. Not only do I want to hear, am I right or am I wrong, but I also am curious, what is the strangest lie your husband ever told you? We'd love to hear it. Give us a call now. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
She just sounded like a real Stanford snob.
Give you a quick recap of what happened. A couple weeks ago, I went to Pennsylvania for my sister's baby shower, and my husband said he had a lot of work to do around the house. I didn't question
That's right. Don't get in my way. I got stuff to do.
I get home. The whole lawn is mulched. It looks beautiful. He says, I got it done. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, great job, babe. Fast forward to this past weekend. We're at a First Communion. I hear him talking to the guys, and I hear them something about something costs $400. I asked, what are you guys talking about? What costs $400? He hired a landscaper to do it for him. Now, I don't understand why he would lie about something like that. Why wouldn't you just tell me the truth?
He used the words, I got it done, all right? He never said, I did it. He said, I got it done. And tone would make a big difference here. Like, okay, I got it done. It's like, I got it done. Whereas, I got it done. It's like, you know, I got somebody else to do it, but I got it done.
He said he got it done. Am I overreacting for thinking that he basically lied to me about this? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven, am I wrong?
No, you're overreacting.
Come on.
Right, the job got done. He got it done.
He got it done. You didn't ask him if he got it done himself.
Uh-huh. Right. He did get it done himself. He hired that landscaper. He got it done.
Exactly.
I mean, you guys all sticking together. You're all nuts. Thank you for the call. Anna and Raven, am I overreacting or am I right?
Why I would be upset if I were you is if I had additional things that I wanted him to get done over the weekend, and he kind of used this as a ruse to not have any more to-do list.
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's the first thing I thought was, well, if you didn't spend the whole weekend mulching the yard, well, then what did you do? Right. Like, what did you do?
Sat in a hammock with a beer, getting a suntan. Well, you're running around with your daughter. Running around with your daughter to Pennsylvania, trying to be responsible for your pregnant sister. And he was kind of a slouch for the weekend.
He was raising the $400 to pay the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. There was a lot of Stella and Modelo in the fridge when I got home. I thought he was drinking it while he was working in the yard. No. While he was sitting on the couch.
It's very hot outside. Yeah. Very hot.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Am I right or am I wrong?
I say no. And I only say that out of years and years of experience. I guess I pick my battles. But the fact that he got it done is all I care about. It got done.
Right.
Move on.
End result is the same.
But this is what bothers me, because I'm the same way. Like, I don't care. He could have just said to me, it was a big job. This dude said he could do it for a good price. I hired him. I would have been like, yeah, all right. Like, whatever. You know? The fact that he had to make me think that he did it so he could get some kind of accolades high five is what I don't understand.
Yeah, I see your point, but I can see, you know, men, they don't want to think anything is too big for them to handle.
It's true.
So maybe it was too big that he could handle, but he didn't admit it, so he called in the troops.
Sure, it's been about 6 weeks he's been working on that.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Stick with him. He's a good guy.
Of course I will. Thank you for the call. Oh, hey, it's Anna and Raven. You have a big lie that your husband told you. What happened?
We were going on vacation for 2 weeks out of town, and I asked him if he unplugged everything. And by everything, I meant the TV. And in front of my parents, he said, yes, I unplugged the TV. We come back, the TV is still plugged in.
You waited to find out, right? You were just like, yep. And that's a big lie. That TV is plugged in. I mean, it wasn't even on. It was just plugged in.
I mean, if that's the biggest lie your husband ever told you, that's amazing.
I mean, if you consider your situation and your problems here, Anna, you're probably in decent shape.
Yeah, you know what, Paul? You're cool.
Yeah,
fine.
I mean, if he wouldn't lie to you about the TV being plugged in.
No,
so.
He wouldn't lie.
Right.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.